Welcome to Shenanigans. Hey, it's Aisha.
Hey, it's Jenny.
Yo, baby, what's up? It's Tyra.
And we are a dose of melanin empowerment that is a reminder of how bomb you are and how dope you can be. Featuring edutainment about beauty, life, and health, mixed with a true depiction of how strong she can be. Welcome to the podcast.
Hey.
Ooh.
Hey. Hey. Back, my y'all. God.
Oh, buddy.
Hey, hey.
Hello.
It's welcome. Thursday.
I was about to say, what?
Oh, it will be when God. They hear this.
It will be Thursday.
The look of shock on your face.
I was like, I know I'm tripping, but
I don't think I'm tripping.
I don't think I'm tripping like that. Yeah. If I am, somebody slip me some
cheese. It's Thursday when they listen to it.
Hi, guys.
I'm about to have the giggles.
Welcome back to my YouTube channel.
Do you want to see this lip gloss I just
Everybody's been asking. Ain't nobody asked them shit. That's what we're nervous. Everybody's been asking about
Everyone
my skincare routine. Everybody's been asking about what products I've been putting in my hair.
You guys keep DMing me. And I'm like,
do me a favor right now if you're interested and hit the subscribe.
All the details for the products can be found below. Please use the links.
Like,
I
comment,
get money
and share. Like, comment, and share.
I know they lie because I be lying.
You got to.
Ain't nobody business.
Okay. You got to make it seem like it's in high demand.
High demand. Create the demand. You create it.
Yes.
Hope y'all creating a demand and sharing these damn episodes.
Subscribe.
Right.
Subscribe. Subscribe, like, and comment, please.
And share with a friend. And then tag us when you share on your social media.
So, how have y'all been?
That's funny.
Y'all been good? Y'all
Man.
Been here?
Yeah.
You here? Just, you know, here. Yeah. Showed up.
Present and ready to learn.
If you know, you know.
If you know, you know. Man. Because wow. It's been going
has.
Down.
March has just... Where did it go?
Why are all the months moving like this? We've been saying this every month.
Because January flew, and January is not a month that flies.
No, but it's usually slow.
And then
slow.
February was a day, and
was a
it was over.
Like, it was one
like,
week.
I really be wanting to cry when I just think about how time
flies
because yeah. I'm just like, I just need you to slow down just a little bit.
Yeah.
I think after I take my test, I'll feel better, especially... You know, if I pass, I'm hoping I do.
You'll pass.
Yeah. I mean, I got a month to, you know, study.
That means Jenny ain't going nowhere.
No, she wasn't going
but nowhere. No way.
But no, shut up. No, but the thing is, it's funny because, like, from now until I take my test, I have stuff happening. And I'm just like, but I'm going to find a way. Stuff is, I mean, it's on the weekend. So I'm going to study every day throughout the weekday.
Oh, here we go.
In the evening time,
well,
I have
I
a sketch up.
At 4 so that no. I could go to the gym because I couldn't do it after work because as soon as I got home at 4:45, I had to start Shut studying.
Up. Time really
but then
be
I was
flying
so
after
tired
work.
And I had a headache and I had to lay down. And then I got up at 9.
Aisha, don't do me like that.
I just see a bunch of post-it notes everywhere. All over her
look,
bed,
I do
the
these
wall.
Pages through these pages today. Do these pages through these pages tomorrow.
Whatever.
We love you.
You got a calendar just for studying? Because you know you like
no,
calendar.
I don't. I've gotten better.
It's
I've gotten better.
Color-coded.
You know okay. She likes her calendar.
Yes. I've gotten better. I have. Because I'm just like, I don't want to, you know, worry myself, overwhelm myself unnecessarily.
Mm-hmm.
I just, you know, just want things to flow.
Mm-hmm.
Let it happen how it's going to happen.
Well, really?
You know, that's grown.
Really?
That's
wow.
New.
Yeah.
Wow. What has changed?
Let things
life.
Flow.
Life. You realize.
I'm not going to overwhelm myself. Praise the Lord.
You can only control what you can control, yep. Yenny.
That's all I can do.
Look at that.
That's all you can do.
You know, and I told myself, worst case scenario, if I have to take it over, I will. But I'm, I don't want to speak that into the existence.
No, because you got it.
Yeah.
You got it.
You got it. You got your new job. You about to get these credentials.
I don't think that's the word, but I'm going
Something like that.
I'm going to let you have that.
You got the letters. You're going to get the credentials.
Oh, we're going to see. It's April 22nd. Literally a month away.
So. You got it.
You got it.
Yeah, I study for a solid month. I'll be fine.
Is the material like,
right, like
coming back to you? Does it seem familiar
from when I took it last time?
Yeah.
Kind of. I feel like I have to focus more so on like the definitions, because I feel like that's the reason why I didn't pass, was because there was words I didn't know. So I couldn't like, you know, think use about what context. It might, right, what it might be. So
that makes sense.
Yeah.
You got it this time though.
Mm-hmm.
You will.
Yep.
Yenny over here looking like a snuggle.
You know, she like her teddy bear.
Damn.
Her teddy bear hoodie.
Come a little snuggy.
You think my house cold?
It's actually, yeah, it's not cold.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it feels okay.
Because you, right now, it feels okay right now. Sweater.
But you know, I have to stay ready. I mean, even though this is not like an open one where I can take it off.
It's like a pullover?
Yeah. But it's like,
You got another one like that.
Mm-hmm, that I like, because I tried to
find one. I think it's a white one.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And they only had the pullovers, but it didn't zip.
Mm-hmm.
It was just.
Yeah, I got this one, I think, when I was in Texas.
I struggle with pullovers. Mm-hmm.
Be hot.
I live alone, so like trying to get my sleeves out, and I be looking like this. I be looking stupid. Like somebody come help me get out my shirt.
No, have y'all ever been in the dressing room stuck in some shit?
Yes. Yes.
I be like,
I have started crying.
Look, I'll be like, willing to call somebody in and be like, do you mind if you help me?
Because I was stuck straight like that. And I was like, man.
And then I'd be like, you know, I told myself I shouldn't have put this on. I knew it wasn't going to go.
I put the first arm in it that I couldn't fit this shit. Mm-hmm. And I put it on anyway.
That'd be the thing. No, because my arms, I ain't really gained weight in my arms, but my back.
Apparently.
When did my back get big?
And I was like, wait, I ain't going to be able to get this off.
It's, get it in my sleep. But when I try to put my arms down, oh, it's a wrap. Don't even try.
No, then when you finally about to get it off and you hear. Oh, shit. I'm going to put this right back on the rack.
You hear the thread? Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
I was like, that should tell my old ass quit shopping.
That's it. You trying to squeeze in some stuff.
Oh, wee. That's so funny.
I don't miss trying stuff on in the dressing room.
Oh, it's bad.
Especially like the little ones.
The little ones. And they ain't got no little bench.
Nowhere to sit.
Why?
Down.
Nowhere to sit. Nothing. Like, and I'm just
nothing.
Like.
Nothing. It's just a
y'all
mirror.
Y'all knew this was like a women's dressing room, right? And like we got
we
things.
Purses, right. We have, we're trying on things.
I need something to sit down on at least.
At least.
Then like. What if, you know, I got on like sandals or something. I can't put my bare feet on this.
On the floor.
No, so I got to figure this out. Like, how I'm going to try this on with my shoes.
Right.
Oh, it just, I don't know.
Especially during these COVID times. I just pray about it and keep going.
I just been shopping online. I have been
shopping online. Because. And if I do go somewhere, I haven't been trying anything on. I'd be like, what's your return policy?
I don't know if they have any. They don't have any. Rooms are open.
Some of them are.
I think when I was at Macy's, I think theirs
was open.
But
Forever 21 was back open.
Okay.
And
Forever 21 gets on my nerves.
Old
they
Navy,
just decide to close when they want
open.
To close.
Oh, yeah, that's some bullshit.
And I'm just like,
I have to go at like 4 or 5 o'clock.
So you're just going to close 2 hours because you're short staffed?
Because they said they want to.
Basically.
It's crazy.
I called because Google was like, this may be closing soon. And I was like, how? And the mall isn't closing. And I said, ma'am, what time do you close? She's like, oh, we close at 7, but we stop letting people in at like 6:30. And I was like, I beg your pardon. Like, we just got off work.
It's crazy.
It's stupid. These COVID
maybe
hours.
Maybe ready to go.
They got to go. Bring your ass back to work. What's the 2 hours going to do?
Exactly.
You done been all night. What is 2 hours going to do?
Exactly. Well, we talked for 10 minutes about nothing related to the episode. Hi, welcome back. If you've never heard our show before,
welcome.
I'm Tyra. We got Aisha.
Hey.
We got, you know, Jenny, hey. Yenny, Jin Jin, Papa. Whatever we call
Whatever
her.
Whatever we call her.
Yes, we're the Strength of She. This is our podcast. Welcome to our shenanigans. We're going to kick it off with an icebreaker like we always do. And this episode's icebreaker is, what is one article of clothing someone could wear that would make you walk out on a date?
Let me look up my example right now.
Yeah, I want to be able to look mine up so y'all can actually see. Well, y'all can see.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, but we can post. We can post examples on our...
That's dangerous.
We can post some examples.
You know...
On our sites.
I'm not a fan of, like, grown men in like graphic tees.
Really?
like none at all.
Like with cartoons and
okay.
And like shit like that. I just be like, where you go? Where you going?
Oh, see, I like.
I think it depends
men.
On how
it depends
it's
on what
it,
yeah.
I'm about to show y'all.
Oh Lord!
Oh my God!
Sorry, you already know who I'm about to.
I have no idea. I really have no idea.
That's different. I mean, that's okay.
It's
not bad. It just feels a little young for me.
Well, I think it's because the shirt looks really
He's
young.
Like 33.
No, the shirt
looks
small.
Young. It looks like a crop top.
It does look like a crop top.
He wears things like this often, and they always match. And then it just be a lot.
Like
for
too
me.
Matchy?
Yeah. Aww. Like, oh, I gotta put the yellow laces with the red,
Okay, see now, if you got colored laces on, I will walk out the day. Colored laces?
And a hat.
I'm out because I already know what you want. I already know what you want, and I don't like it.
It was a bit much for me. But somebody like it. I hope she
somebody,
love it.
Hey, it's apparently somebody out there for everybody.
It is.
Somebody might be into that. They may see that as like, oh, he fun. Like, you know?
For sure.
Perspective.
For sure. I'm not that fun.
Oh, snaps. Jenny, you find an example of yours.
Oh, yes. Hold on. Let me see. I'm trying to figure. Okay.
Oh gosh.
So one thing that I cannot stand, because it just reminds me of an old man, is when people wear jeans with like dragon print on it. Like I would get up and I would walk out. I wouldn't even sit down. Like
you don't like bedazzled jeans?
Not like this, like specifically with the dragon and all that.
Bedazzled jeans. You don't know. No, I'm
specifically,
not judging you.
Specifically with a dragon or snake.
I'm not
like
judging
this.
You because I agree. I'm just saying. Why would a man be walking around with these embroidered jeans on?
No. Like certain ones are okay.
No, I don't like
no,
none of them.
I
no.
I can't walk in my house with them jeans on.
Like this?
Yes. And I was like, oh shit, I'm in trouble.
Like some of these are a little bit more up to date, but like these right here, this.
They are embroidered.
They are.
Yeah, this is just not my thing. I mean, it might be some people's thing, but it's just not mine.
Yo, it reminds me of the boys in high school or middle school when they used to be into Dragon Ball Z and shit. That's who used to wear pants.
And they be wearing the graphic tee with, like, the skulls on them. Like, why you got Ed Hardy on? Take that off. Them look like some Ed Hardy.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
Ew. Yo, I didn't know what I was expecting.
I didn't either. That was very specific. my article of clothing that I would leave on if I see a dude with this on is a vest.
What kind of vest?
Any. It don't matter.
Any vest?
I just think about, oh, waiting to exhale when the man said, you raggedy bitch. I just think about.
Like a leather, that kind of vest? Any. Because I mean.
Nope. No.
Okay. Like puffer vests are fine.
I'm walking out. Nope. No type of vest. Why you got a vest on? You didn't need that. You did not need to put that on. Tell me a time somebody needed a vest on.
When it's in a, like in the fall?
Yeah, in the fall.
Like, don't wear, like really wear a coat. Like
in between
seasons. I ain't talking about them type of vests. Show up with
now that's different.
Tell me a time somebody
with the vest on. Hey,
people be wearing vests. People be wearing. No, I will walk out.
Oh
yeah, now that's different.
Or big jeans. Why your jeans so big at the bottom too? Like why they so
they got
baggy?
Boot cuts.
Like big boot cuts.
They got flares on.
Wide lit.
Like, yeah. Like Michael Jordan, he can't dress. God bless his soul. But he
Michael
wear,
Jordan can't?
No.
I ain't never really seen him.
Girl,
like that.
I'm about to pull it up because he can't dress and he wear big clothes. And I just don't understand.
Oh my gosh. He got too much money for that. Like literally. Like he can wear whatever.
I guess
he
you
wants.
Can't buy style. Oh, look, 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 you raggedy bitch. Can you just
let me see? Why you get no shirt on?
That's another problem.
Oh my god.
That's another problem. I'm about to hold on. I gotta pull up a picture of Michael Jordan in baggy jeans. Cause you gonna know exactly. Oh, Michael Jordan baggy jeans. Like, why your jeans so big, bro?
Why is jeans like that?
I don't know.
And they got ripped.
You know?
His that's, jeans that's, are that's his cutest thing. Got, can you imagine going on a date with somebody who got
first
jeans
of all,
like
the way they look tall. And them right, jeans are too wide for his body. He is skinny.
He is. And like, why? Just why?
Yikes.
That's funny. I guess I never really saw him
them
in
look like
regular
Jenny
clothing.
Jenny would wear better pants than
no,
that.
Jeannie.
Oh, I thought you said
like Jeannie. Like Jeannie in the bottle.
Ew. All these articles of clothing I could live without. All of them. Gross.
That's hilarious.
Embroidered ooh-wee, jeans, vests, and cartoon shirts. She said, don't you walk in here with no Five Below shirt on. Don't take me on no date and you got that from Five Below.
No, he had matching laces.
Got that shirt from Hot Topic with matching laces. I will leave.
You know, when it comes to graphic tees, I think it depends on
like
what
some.
It. Yeah, it depends on
like,
what it looks like.
I like artsy men, so I like I could get with
but
it.
But I
if
think
you dress
like when
it
comes
well.
To like cartoon ones, I'm just like
you're too
like,
old.
You're too old.
Yeah,
you're literally
yeah cartoon ones. Yes.
Literally that too old. Mm-hmm. Like you're like 34.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's too
I ain't gonna
old.
Say the cartoon because they gonna know they listen. Why you got that cartoon on? I look at that and I immediately think like, this nigga got on Elmo. Like, I barely want a mattress and Elmo shirts. Like,
wow. Wow. I just, yeah, don't come around me with no vest on. That's all I got to say. Like, if you got one, just.
That, yeah, that vest, yeah, that's a no.
But people, you know, people that's be wearing them?
Yeah, they do. I ain't never been out with somebody
me,
who
and
showed up
you
in
you won't
one.
See me out with one. You won't.
But yeah, people oh, do man. Wear them.
That's sad. It's upsetting me and my homegirls.
Literally.
Because some people just can't
oh,
dress.
Oh my gosh, that's terrible.
Baggy jeans, bad shoes. I seen this fine dude at the club one time. He had on the dirtiest Vans. And I... Like, why you do that?
I like my Vans kind of dirty.
At the club?
Nah, just like casually going out. That's yeah. Like we talked about Chucks. I it's like my thing. Chucks kind of
I don't like Chucks, so it's don't wear no fucking Chucks. Let me tell you something. Don't you come on no date with me wearing Chucks. Don't you come on no date with me wearing no Chucks. I will like lose any none. Style.
None?
You better not one pair. I don't like them. Tyra. They better not even be in your closet. I'm out. Don't all the shoes in the world and you gonna wear
what's
Chucks.
Wrong with Chucks?
I don't like them. And I definitely ain't gonna like them on my man.
Okay. That's, I think Chucks
that's cool. As for
yeah,
me, and my
right.
House,
that's what I'm
not
saying. Yeah,
that.
That's right. I'm like, that's your personal.
We not,
you know,
we not doing that. Yeah. So we not no. doing no Chucks. But it's cool. I actually don't like my Crocs and I love my
ooh,
Crocs.
I can't stand them. <I'm> Oh, I can't stand them. And Keisha just bought some damn Croc sandals.
Oh, they got some platform Crocs.
Oh, she's talking about, I got to buy my nephew some more. I said, please don't. Like, when is he's not wearing those.
They got, somebody showed me some platform Crocs. I said, you shouldn't even did that to me. I'm about to style these.
Oh, my
gosh.
Said,
I'm about to style
with them damn stickers.
They're called gibbets.
That's even worse.
They're called gibbets.
I'd rather them be shoe,
don't,
shoe jewels or
don't
something.
Don't you worry. I'm going to give me some gibbets.
Oh, that word
terrible.
Is
I don't
weird.
Like it.
I like it. That's why I keep saying it.
I don't
it.
Like it. Why the fuck did they call it gibbets?
I don't know.
Like, it reminds me of, like,
it has nothing to
it's
do
like
with a croc.
Meat.
Like gizzards. Like,
yes,
chicken
yes.
gizzards. Like, no. You're putting gizzards on your yes. shoes.
My country ass like them. So.
I know. Chicken gizzards are good
they
with some
good.
Hot sauce.
Gibbets.
Gibbets. Jenny, like, I can't relate.
You I feel like a long time ago I've had them. Maybe but I just don't like things. The word.
What, Crocs?
Gizzards.
Oh, gizzards. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, you gizzards. Don't do. You be sick somewhere if you do some gizzards.
Oh. Because I don't even know where gizzards come from.
I don't think I need to know.
I don't think I need to know, but they was good.
I don't think I need to know.
They kind of crunchy, kind of rhymy.
Mm-hmm. They are. They really are.
It's
maybe
chewy.
It's like the chicken leg. Is it like the lit? Like the?
I think it's like the tucked piece.
You know that? I can't. No, I can't.
You know when you got a turkey? Right? Yo, this is the hot topic for today. So
we can talk about
we
anything.
Talking, we just talking.
We
shit
just
today.
Talking.
The turkey. You know, like turkey. You take the stuff out the turkey, so you mm-hmm. know Caucasians mm-hmm. put the mm-hmm. stuff in the turkey.
Yes, yes.
But you take out gizzards.
Oh, it's the inside.
It's the inside.
Is it really? Of,
you take
of
out
what?
Gizzards?
Of a chicken?
Of what?
Of what? Yeah,
of
chicken. Okay. Gizzards.
Chicken gizzards.
I think
so
it's just the
like
insides.
Hodgepodge
like when you got a little chicken,
stuff.
Like cornichons, you know, you take
I
all
like
the stuff
cornichons.
Out.
Yeah.
That's probably some gizzards in that stuff.
Oh. I can't be thinking about where food come from because I'm at that age.
I won't eat it.
The food chain? Yep. I can't.
I won't eat it. Mm-mm. I called my sister one day. Y'all know I love some damn chicken wings. And I was so torn up. I couldn't eat them because I smelled them and they smelled funny. And I knew it was like, oh, okay, I need to have mm-hmm. a meatless day because I'm being weird. But I was like, why the hell do we call chicken wings chicken wings? Why we couldn't just call these niggas wings? Like, because bacon, we don't call it
pig bacon.
Uh-huh. We don't call burgers, cow burgers. Mm-hmm. Like, why did they have to be called chicken wings? Because all I think about is the little chickens aww. That wings get pulled off for me to eat these damn chicken wings.
That is traumatizing. I don't be thinking about that.
Especially when they, the defeatherer don't be doing their job.
Oh.
See, that's why
you vegan. I am distraught because I cannot be thinking about food. Like, I can't be, and you know I'm a carnivore, but I just be thinking, I can't let
you
my
just
mind.
Can't put too much thought
no,
into it. You
I
just
can't.
Gotta eat it.
You don't need to know what body part. Don't need to know how.
Know all that.
No, I don't. Even with seafood, like.
No, seriously.
I can't watch them little videos of the crabs being attacked.
What?
Have you ever seen videos of, like, them dropping live crabs in a pot?
Oh, and they be screaming?
Yes! That is so sad!
I know. Why would they post that?
Why would you
no, like
that?
Red Lobster when they say, go pick your lobster. I'm not picking his ass. You go pick
you
him.
You do that?
He
about to die.
Exactly. No, they used to freak me out.
About to die and come to my table.
They used to freak me out. Go pick out your lobster. I can't.
No, man. That is.
You can't either.
Comedy. I saw this video. I don't remember which woke page it is, but all I saw was little worms, right? I was like, no, I shouldn't be looking at this. But you know, you scroll it.
Yeah, I
know. And you see it so quickly.
And then you like,
I just saw it now. So it was like, and the caption was like, anybody who eats meat or seafood.
Oh, I seen that.
This is living in your body. Because heat only kills so much, and anything that's living is going to find somewhere to grow. And I was like, you telling me I got worms?
That like freaks me out to think about that.
I went and got some Beyond the Meat sausages that night.
I've been trying to justify it with like, you know, the Bible says that God told us, you know, we got dominion over the earth and stuff, over the plants and over
and the creatures.
And yeah. And so I'm like, God wouldn't do that to me. God ain't putting no, he ain't putting no worms
in my body.
No, nah, he loved me too much.
Because I ate that animal.
Because I ate that animal that he said that I could eat. Like,
no.
Why would you do that to me?
I cooked them. He was on the heat.
Very well. Right. He was on the heat.
Jenny ain't with it. Jenny said, this is exactly why.
This why you vegan. Mm-hmm. How long you been vegan?
You know, it's so, I mean, I'm more like vegetarian now, kind of, because I eat dairy here.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I mean, it's been 2016.
Oh, damn. Has it been that long?
Yeah,
already?
At the end of 2016. Jesus, has it been that long?
17. I feel like you've been vegan forever.
Yeah. Jesus, I didn't realize it's been that long. But yeah, at the end of 2016.
What are eggs? What are they? What?
You know, that always confuses me. Because they sit in like the dairy area.
But it's protein. That's why I'm very confused. Because like,
they're chickens.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But why you got to sit next to the milk?
That's a good question. I guess because it's not.
It needs to be cold.
Yeah, it needs to, yeah. Need to be cold.
It That's confuses like egg me.
Whites. That's like egg whites and all of those. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I often forget until I go and get like, even egg beaters, because those are really from eggs too.
Mm-hmm.
It's not until I get like fake eggs. What they call
just eggs?
Yeah, mm-hmm. The fake eggs, like just eggs. That I'm like, damn, egg whites, egg beaters, all these other kind of. That's all from chickens.
Mm-hmm. It's from chickens.
They chickens' eggs.
Mm-hmm. So you can't really be. Are you eat eggs? Mm-mm. Oh, okay. I ain't think so, but mm-mm. I'm like, you might
now
pick
I'm
up a chicken
about
wing
when
now.
I mm-hmm. crack an egg and I look at the yolk. It's a. Mm-hmm. I'm cooking the chicken that You're didn't cooking. Get the hatch.
You are cooking Stuart Little. No, it wasn't Stuart Little. Stuart Little was the
mouse.
Chicken Little.
Chicken Little.
There we go. You cooking Chicken Little.
One of the littles. That's terrible.
It is. I can't be thinking back. I told you. I just gotta eat it. Cause I'm never gonna stop eating meat. I know that about myself. There are some people in the world who need to eat the meat.
For sure.
I'm one of them people. Don't you?
Look, I'm not saying nothing.
I don't need.
I didn't say nothing. I'm not preaching. People can eat what they want
to
eat. Look,
I'm going to.
Yeah, I don't say nothing about nothing.
Your girl's gonna eat some meat.
Right, people eat.
Listen,
what they want to eat.
My roots are from Memphis, the place of ribs. Like we eat meat. Like I can't.
Ribs are good.
I love meat. Everybody ain't gotta love meat. It's not gonna stop me from loving.
For sure,
right. You know what I mean.
You know, and I love meat. Meat don't love me. Like when I eat meat, I envision like my body, the inside of my body moving like a slug. And I just be slugging it around and then be like, ooh, why'd you eat that steak? Ooh, we ain't never gonna be right with you.
She dramatic.
we ain't never gonna be right again. I'm like, damn,
right.
I'm so sorry.
I think I need to go gluten free, but I'm in denial about it.
Yeah,
I think I do. Mm-hmm. I need to do more research, but I just ain't right.
Yeah, they have so many more products on the market for gluten.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I know it will be fine.
And they be good.
Yeah, I know it will be fine, but like, I just don't want no dietary restrictions, and that's my problem. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm a big girl now, because I don't want no dietary restrictions.
Listen.
Being lactose is enough, on top of all the other things that I should not touch, because I have IBS.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And now I probably would do wonders if I got off gluten. I probably wouldn't take a probiotic anymore.
Or maybe, I don't know, do you like, maybe you can just like lessen how much you eat of it? Like, would that help? Or
Yeah, I think I just need to be conscious of what mm-hmm. is, what type
stuff
of food.
Yeah.
That has gluten in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know.
Because gluten
really
is in so
it.
Many different things. Yes. Like, even sauces.
Yeah.
Because my dad came and I'm like, damn, daddy. Daddy's already a pescatarian. Mm-hmm. Daddy, he doesn't eat dairy, mm-hmm. and now he gluten free. Homie, what am I cooking for you? I'm gonna cook
does
you
he
a
not,
vegetable.
Does he not
and a
eat
salad.
Anything that has dairy in it, or he just doesn't eat like milk, cheese, and stuff?
Because
so much stuff has dairy made in it that you wouldn't even.
He
think.
Used to be more flexible, but this past summer mm-hmm. he got really strict, and okay. he's like nothing with dairy he'll eat, and mm-hmm. nothing with gluten. And I mean, to the point he's like. We were like, damn, we got to make two things at Thanksgiving. We got to make you gluten-free and dairy-free mac and cheese and gluten-free dressing. Mm-hmm. And da, 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 da. And so it's a to-do. Yes. But we did it.
Made it happen.
We made it happen. I got him like a gluten-free cookbook and mm-hmm. sent him for his birthday a whole bunch of gluten-free snacks just so he could feel supported. He lived with my mama and my mama eat everything. Yeah. So it'd be hard.
Could y'all date somebody that got a different diet than y'all?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I cook them some stuff. Like, diet.
What if they eat worse than you though?
Like trashy?
Yeah.
That probably won't work.
Like, I know somebody, she said her husband tried to go vegan for 3 days. He didn't make it because mm-hmm. he just was eating junk. He was not eating. I'm like, it's not just eating meat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like way more than that.
Yeah.
I could.
I think I could, but I think at some point, like when I think about long term, I don't know how that would work. Like it would have to, like he would have to like pick up healthier eating habits.
Something.
Because I want you to live long. I want you to live
but
a long,
what
healthy
if he,
life.
What if he don't eat trashy, but he's just not a vegan?
Oh, I mean, that's fine. Okay. Yeah, that's
just not
fine.
Bad. Yeah, nobody wants somebody that's going to eat bad.
Yeah, because here's the thing. You eat bad and you don't drink your water, it's a lot of other stuff that ain't going to be good. And so, like,
I can't deal with no man that don't drink water. Like, what?
They just drink Cokes and...
Get your vest wearing, embroidered jean wearing, cartoon wearing, no water drinking self out of here.
I can't.
Yeah.
You're like, I had a bottle today.
What? It probably was gagging as they was drinking it. What is wrong with
you? I drink it all day. I drink it throughout the day. I had a little bit this morning. I had a little bit with lunch and I had a little bit with dinner. I got my water in. I drink it all day.
Oh, no. They exist.
They exist. People think like this.
They do.
In real life.
They do. They think one bottle is going to suffice, and that's not enough.
You know, I envision myself, like, whoever my next boo is, like, blending smoothies for him.
I can see that.
And cooking dinner.
I can see that.
I digress. I've been trying to manifest some action all week. On my whole story. Luck. My whole story been around manifesting action from these men's, as my auntie would say.
These men's. Yeah, you got multiples is always the answer. Look, many.
Look. Literally.
Many is
you can't
always.
Do it? Okay. You're not available? Got it.
One is not enough. Don't listen. Jenny going to be like, no.
Listen. Jenny is turning over a new leaf. Look, whatever comes by me, just comes by me. You know.
Who are
y'all
you?
Y'all got new look. Y'all got new papa today,
girl. Why you? Is it a retrograde? Why you acting like this? Daylight savings time done got you.
It's something.
Listen, I'm just you know, I'm just doing what makes me happy.
As you, should. Yeah. As you just relaxing and letting the universe take control. Not trying to control the universe. How you doing that?
I literally
How you just transition into just...
You know, I think it's something that I've wanted to work on. Because y'all know how I can be.
Yeah, you're a Virgo.
What is that supposed to mean?
Okay, we can
No, don't get into it.
I love Virgo women.
Yes.
Y'all just are very, like, very particular. Y'all need things to be how they are.
And I don't, I mean, yes, I feel like when it comes to, like, work, I have to be that way. But it's like, I honestly don't want to have to be that way, like, outside of work, because it just makes me more... like on edge with things, and I don't want to be that way. Like, I just want to be relaxed, you know.
Y'all need to be more than sure that y'all need to be sure than sure. Aries like control too.
So. All the time.
Ooh, date. My God.
All the time.
I don't know a lot of Aries men though, so.
They're hit or miss. I got one.
They hit or miss. Mm-hmm. I don't really attract them. I attract a lot of neurotic Virgo men. They are not well.
They're more stubborn. The Aries
men. Aries men? Oh, like I know stubborn. One.
Like, they're like, for me, where it's like, I like things how I like it type of thing, but I can be bendable in that. There, I like things how I like it, and you can't tell me nothing else, and da-da-da-da-da, and this is just that. Mm. Oh, okay.
Oh. Well, don't mess with Cancer men. Just
what
don't.
Months are those?
My birthday, like, end of June, July. Yeah. They manipulative. They're charming, but that's how they manipulate you.
I don't think I've ever had a kiss.
Don't do it. They are master manipulators.
I got a couple signs as master manipulators.
Men.
Men.
Men. Yeah,
literally.
Like, just
men.
Just blanket.
Yes.
Who else are manipulators? I feel like Sagittarians are manipulators. Pisces are probably. I don't really mess with Libras. They boring.
It depends on what month they fall in. September Libras can be boring. October Libras aren't boring, but they manipulative too.
I don't attract them either. I attract like Geminis. But I love them. They crazy, but I love them. I love them. But when it's bad, it's bad.
It's bad.
It's never going to end well. It ain't never going to end well with a Gemini. Mm-hmm. But you're going to have a good time while you're there.
And they like it with everybody. My brother's a Gemini. He's a Gemini with me. And I'm just like,
oh, yeah, they like that with everybody. They're like that with everybody.
Yeah.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
Yes.
I can't say I attract just one specific... yeah. I don't know. I can't really say. I feel like I have all different people that I've dealt with. And I can't say like one, I don't know. Why am I missing the word?
Sign.
Yes. One sign. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like more a certain way than another to me.
Look, I'm in restock mode, so I should probably find some new signs.
Find some new signs. Get mingled with...
to explore.
Different signs, you know? Mm-hmm. I feel like I have interactions with most of the signs, but the ones that stick out are like Geminis, Virgos, Sagittarius.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Capricorns. Maybe. Capricorns, they're providers. They're about their money. You want somebody about their money?
Mm-hmm.
They about their money.
They like, don't wear Elmo shirts.
Actually, yes, they do. Yes, they do. Yes. I used to think that they were boring, but I know some caps that aren't boring.
Definitely boring.
Yes. But I know some caps, they're like, about their job, that's their focus. If it's not about the money, they don't want to hear it. Like, they money driven, their providers, but they are good relationship people.
I was about to say, sometimes certain, and this may not be a sign thing, but just certain people that's like, well, it ain't about the money, it ain't about me. Like, you can't hear nothing else. You can't make time for nothing else because you work all day. Everything is, I got to work and I got to get
that's
paid.
Boring.
And I got to work and I got to get paid. Boy,
how you spending your money?
How you spending your time? You're timing your money. You're just hoarding it because you ain't doing nothing
else. That's boring to me. I don't want no cheap man, but I want
somebody that's going to want to
do something.
Yeah, I need something in the middle. Like, don't have no money.
Definitely don't have no money.
Because you either spending it all or you ain't making it.
Mm-hmm.
But don't be the dad from Everybody Hates Chris with your money either.
Because the ones with no money be like, oh, you went to college?
Oh, I love them. Because they fun.
Your ass. They do be fun, but they become too much too quick. They be like, oh, you went to college?
Yeah.
And you got a good job? I'm going to get you pregnant.
They do. Like, that's why I tracked a lot of hood. I tracked a lot of hood dudes. Because it's something about nurses and hood dudes. That together, something about that combo. But hood dudes love nurses. I don't know. It's the scrubs or something. Or they feel like we established. So
right. That's hilarious.
I don't know, but not anymore. I've been delivered. But I'm just saying, once upon a time. But my hood dudes be having money. I can't. It don't matter what. Like, you cannot be broke around me. Because you can't do that. Because we're not broke over here. So,
We're
not broke, and we ain't scared to spend no money. So, like, be. Pay. Don't be standing behind me at the register and I'm pulling my card out.
Right.
Like,
how much was it?
Oh, I would have got it.
You wouldn't know if you was up here.
Right.
Thanks, babe, you got it. But, oh.
You need me to cash. You need me to cash app you and that cash app don't ever come through? You requesting money and shit?
They say if you call a dude and you ask him what he doing and he said, man, I'm mad as fuck. They say, hang up. Because he about to ask you
real life.
Crazy.
Man, can you come and can you do it?
Man, you can't believe what happened.
Oh, that's the one. You ain't going to believe what. Yes, I can. Click him. Sure can. Bye. You're not about to play with me today.
Not today. I didn't call you with that kind of energy.
Oh, no. I don't want to know what you're doing that bad. But the broke ones be slanging. That's the thing, because they don't got nothing else to get. They do. What else they got to lose? And most of them ain't got nowhere to live, so they really got to put it down so that you ain't going to want them to leave. We are way past that point, but I'm just saying.
No, I know. I'm just going back in my Rolodex.
Yeah. The broke ones? What else? What else they got? They ain't got no money.
Right.
They don't got nothing.
That's all they can do.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's all they can
do. Here's the thing, but they don't be having phones.
They be having Androids.
Or they got to talk to you on Instagram.
What? Okay. Wi-Fi. Okay, that sounds like jail. Sounds like somebody that's in jail.
They email you.
I know people in jail that have phones.
When they on Wi-Fi. They be like, I'm going to hit you back in a little bit.
How?
I heard from you in hours because they got no service. And they left the house. They got no Wi-Fi.
Oh. What? That is a different type of... That's poor.
At that point, I just need you to go get a boost. Like, just go get
it. Right.
Just go get something. Like, it's for real $20. I didn't have one. I had one when I was broke. Like, just go
get it. At this point, I feel like there's no excuse not to have a phone. Listen, they still are giving out Obama phones.
Go get some minutes.
There's a way.
Don't. I ain't gonna lie. If you got an Obama phone, unless it's your burner, don't call me either.
Phone.
You know, you don't know what an Obama phone is. You don't know what an Obama phone.
Yo,
we about to Google.
Go pass out.
No, I'm about to Google.
You don't know what Obama.
No.
Have you ever been riding down like 38th Street and they had like the plans? They had like the people outside and it was like, come get a phone. Well, I mean, there's other ways that you can get one, but
what?
Yes,
Obama was giving out phones.
Yes. Yes, so people can like make phone calls to jobs and stuff.
Get your free Obama phone plan.
I need to go do that so I quit playing Sprint.
Get your free Obama True Connect Lifeline. TrueConnect.com.
Stop.
Yeah, that's the thing.
So at this point, yeah, there's really no reason why.
They writing on Instagram.
I swear, I got somebody doing me like this right now.
Maybe he got a girl. You don't think so?
I'm gonna tell you what it is later. I'm not messing with them, but I'm gonna tell you what it is. Because you're gonna say, oh yeah.
Oh, he ain't got no girl.
You gonna say, oh yeah. That's why you on Instagram. Oh. This one.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, why don't I have your number? And then it'd be hours.
That's weird.
Isn't it?
That's weird. He has a phone.
Yo, he don't use it with his people.
I mean, maybe that's how he do his thing. I don't know. Yo, but that's if I think somebody only write me on Instagram, I think they got a girl. I think, yeah.
That's when I just start calling. I call it random times a day.
Definitely.
And they text and they be like, what's up? You call me? You saw your phone ring with my name?
You would see me jump through this phone like, what's up? You would know if you answer.
Right.
What?
Oh, wait. Well, y'all, these are the shenanigans we talk about.
We haven't even gotten to that.
We're not.
The hot topic. That was it. That was the hot topic.
That's it. We just shooting the shit today.
We just shooting the shit. Just catching up. Life be life.
Life be life.
I'm going to call this, how did we get here? It's exactly what I'm going to call it. Because who knows?
Like, it just rabbit holed real quickly.
I feel like we need to do this more often.
We should. We've talked about this before.
People will be into us just rambling.
Yeah.
Because they can relate.
To say.
We got lots to say.
All kind of stuff.
Oh, man. I got so much more I
could
say.
I could say a lot of things about a lot of random things. Just a lot of, I don't even know.
Not a lot of random things.
People been weird lately.
People been real weird.
I'm just going to chalk it up to the seasons changing or something. Because people been just weird.
They trying to be on their warm weather behavior.
I mean, hold on. Just got, put the seatbelt on it. Just got 60 degrees.
Literally. It was like warm for a day. And you
it's
different.
Like, you different. Up. What you on? I'm just letting people do that.
Do you, boo?
Do you?
You let
me
know.
Just letting them. Don't let me know.
But this ain't no open door situation. Mm-mm. Yeah, nah.
This ain't one of those. No. People just want to be weird. I'm just letting them be weird.
I asked somebody a question like 2 weeks ago. And then I followed up on that question last week. And they said, well, you know, why can't we just keep it light? Me asking a question is not keeping it light. I said, well, if you just didn't want to talk about it, like, that's all you had to say. Oh, is that easy? Well, I don't want to talk about it. And I said, and they laughed. Oh, I'm just kidding. No, you fuck, you weren't right. But okay.
And how do you don't even know my intention for why I asked what I asked.
Literally for clarity. And this is why I don't like men right now, because women ask questions to clarify,
right?
To evaluate their own expectations and to keep themselves in check. Mm-hmm. Not because, I need something from you and I got a follow-up.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't got no follow-up. I just really wanted to know.
Yeah, how dare you think that?
I thought we was going to keep it light.
That's just annoying. Like,
how old are you?
Like, why can't we just best communicate? He got dragon on his jeans.
Probably got a dragon on the vest.
Oh, now I gotta look that up. I know it exists.
I know they got one.
I know it exists. Ooh, what is wrong? I asked somebody why you was being so weird. Like, why you didn't used to respond to my text messages? Like, I thought we were cool.
Mm-hmm.
They said, it's because I kind of still had a situation. I said, what do you mean by situation? Oh, I still had a girlfriend and we lived together. So that's been my, like, wait till you find out who it is.
What?
Because I told this person, oh, you need to tell her, or I'm going to tell her.
What?
I ain't got no intentions of telling her, but I don't need you to know peace.
You know, that's just,
wild. Blew my mind. You ain't never going to guess.
Like,
but it's going to make
why
sense.
Why can't you just say it? Like, why couldn't they just have said that?
Right.
Why do people do
and
that?
And then what the fuck your situation got to do with you responding to my text messages? You was responding before, right? And
enough to get to my house.
Yeah, you had the girlfriend that lived with you then, right?
Exactly.
No, it was convenient.
Of course.
And you conveniently stopped responding.
Of course.
You're conveniently telling me this now.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I can't stand it.
And then going to say, well, what's the point of telling her not now? We not together. I say, well, I'll find that out when I talk to her.
What's wrong with them?
I don't know.
I'm over it. I didn't know that exhausted. Having like, you know, regular watering appointments had to be this complicated.
But they're not supposed to be.
They're not supposed to be. And I asked this person, I said, hey, like, we've been doing this a long time.
Uh-huh.
Is there a reason?
Yes.
This has been all we've ever done.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
To me, that's
valid
a
question.
Very simple.
Valid question.
Valid question.
Right.
Yes. And it was, what do you mean?
I mean,
this
hasn't
been
much
all we've ever done. Okay. We were together before, like a long time ago.
Was I there?
You've circled my door many times since then. So like, I'm just again asking for clarity.
I just want to know. So, I mean, why is it so hard to have those conversations?
It's hard because in their minds, they're like, oh, shit.
Here we go.
Mm-hmm. She's trying to be together. No, I've always wondered.
Yeah.
And I wonder, do you have feelings right now? Or are we just, you know.
Let me know so I can respond accordingly.
Respond accordingly and act accordingly.
Yes.
And if I see some stuff like girls on your story.
Mm-hmm.
That just happened. Then I won't feel no kind of way.
Right.
Because I won't have a reason to feel that kind of way.
Yes.
Because you didn't set like unrealistic expectations. Mm-hmm. For
right. Because you didn't communicate.
Right.
I'm just supposed to assume.
Assume. I got to assume everything. But then when I communicate my assumptions, then I'm crazy. Okay. Like when I say gaslighting.
Ooh, don't they? Master manipulators. They be master
Libras.
Manipulators. Oh, I don't know nothing about that. I can't. I don't know what that's about. I can't do nothing with that. Y'all want to talk about our segments?
Our segments. We do got real segments for y'all. Jenny said, no, not really. No, we can hold them to the next time.
We could.
This was fun.
This was fun. Just ranting, shooting the shit.
Getting y'all catching familiar. Up. Catching up.
Yeah. Normally we do have a hot topic and we
it's
be
organized.
Welled and we be loved and we be you.
Yep. Like you be well right after that.
Yeah. We be trying to, you know, give you some material to take with you. But, you know, sometimes you just got to keep it real rap raw.
Yeah.
You just got to talk about things.
That's how I feel today.
That's where my brain is mush. So I'm sure everybody else is. Daylight savings mess y'all up.
Maybe that's what it is. I just feel like March has just been.
I'm still not on schedule.
So weird.
Homeboy been going to bed at midnight.
Mm-hmm. Like, living his best life.
I had to go get him some melatonin because he was like forgetting what the fuck bedtime was at my house, and I was just like, this ain't gonna work. You got to get up at 6. Like, go to sleep. But no, it messed me up for real.
I need that hour back.
I need it.
Especially if you were insomniac.
Yes. Mm. It's worse. I was up at 3
worse.
O'clock like this.
Yep. Just bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
Yeah. Taking Z-Quil gummies at 3
a.m. And it don't matter if you go to bed at like 4 a.m. and you wake up at noon. That's still like 8 hours or whatever. You still feel horrible.
Off. Yeah.
You feel terrible.
I took a nap. It was the worst. It was the worst idea. Because then
it made you feel worse.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't get up. And it was 7 o'clock and I was trying to get up and start. Like my afternoon at 7.
That's 7.
That's Jenny. Jenny bedtime.
P.M.
Hush.
I don't be going to sleep there.
Jenny, that's a school night
I don't
time.
Be going
we
to
be texting and we be like, Jenny, sleep.
Nah, I be like, I'll be up.
Jenny,
I do.
You be taking hours to reply. You be asleep.
I don't. I do be napping, but I don't be in the bed.
Jenny, every time I call you, you in the bed.
No.
Yes.
No, I be on the couch.
Sleep.
Laying down.
Y'all, I do not be that damn sleepy, okay? I am not that sleepy.
I don't know. You shouldn't be. You shouldn't be as much as you sleep.
But I'm not be. But that's what I'm saying. I don't be that sleep, though.
Okay, boo.
I don't.
You just be setting your boundaries. You don't want to respond to people after a certain time that show you time.
6 o'clock.
Clock out. I don't want to talk to nobody else.
It's done. My phone's on. Do not disturb.
No, that's not the case. I'll be responding.
Okay. To who?
To y'all.
Sometimes. I'm just saying, you be like, oh, we meeting at 7. Oh. Late.
8.
That's different. 8.
I know y'all lying.
Because it's no.
I know y'all. So this is going to be first a mini.
Listen, my brain just be shutting off at a certain time to certain stuff. Like, I can go out and do stuff at 8 o'clock, but when my brain has to work, no, it's shut off. Y'all brain don't be like that either?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's why, okay. I got this coffee.
Yeah, that's how my... I don't drink coffee.
That's maybe why you got that water.
You need there's natural stimulants.
Yeah, maybe I need some then.
You need some B vitamins.
Yeah, maybe I need some of that. But I don't be that sleepy. I be up.
Okay.
I be trying to get to bed early, but I can't because I be doing stuff.
But early is like 8.
No. No, early for me is like in bed by 10. That's early for me. And most of the time that doesn't happen.
So when we say we got to meet at 8, that impedes on your time?
Well, with me like studying and stuff, if I'm going to study because I study at night... Can we let's just move forward because
here we told y'all.
Wow.
We told y'all.
Look at the circle of life.
Full circle. We told you it was gonna come back today.
Look at that. Okay, so the shop is closed till April 22nd. Got it.
Got it.
Jenny is red on
early,
her calendar.
Early meet times only.
Okay. And not 8 a.m.
Weekends. Weekends because she's studying Monday.
Why? Why are y'all like this?
And at 9 a.m.
Why are y'all
like this? On a Saturday.
On a Saturday.
Why are y'all like
this? Get up and come meet with me and be woke.
Well, she'd be up since 4. So that makes sense.
Shut up. We can meet at 8. We can meet at 9 o'clock at night. Oh, that's what y'all want to do. Listen. Papa want to make sure that the girls are comfortable. So whatever worked for y'all, I am with it.
Okay, Papa.
Oh, my God. We need to get you a shirt that says Papa or something.
Papa says, Papa take care. Papa take care of her girls. I'll make that shit.
This sounds like something off the Pink.
Oh, Papa. That's funny.
What a fun episode. Yes. Who knows what the hell we talked about? I don't even know.
Hopefully y'all just enjoy laughing
just,
with us.
Yes,
today.
Just laugh with us.
Sometimes that's all you need to do. So much be going on in the world.
Yeah, you keep pack light. Ain't that what Erykah Badu say? Pack light.
Like homeboy told me, keep it light.
Keep it light.
I thought we was keeping it light.
I thought we was keeping it light. Oh, I got to use that. All summer 2020 when I'm having my hot girl, 2021, when I'm having my hot girl summer.
Let's keep it light.
Let's keep it light.
I'm going to use that for somebody. Let's keep it light.
Let's keep it light.
Just wait until I'm able to use that on his ass.
You know it'll come.
Oh, it's going to come.
You know it'll come.
Oh, it's going to come.
Well, if y'all enjoy laughing with us and just listening to us rant, please like, comment, and subscribe. A lot of y'all been asking how y'all can get in touch with us.
And we telling y'all.
Y'all be asking where you can go and listen to Shenanigans. And
I'm about to tell y'all at Shenanigans_pod. Shenanigans_pod. Oh. Girl,
oh, I'm like, okay.
Girl, I'm a key letter B.
Whoa. You was spelling before I realized you was spelling.
Like, okay.
On Instagram and Twitter, we got both of them.
Both of them.
We got both of them.
Both of them.
So make sure you hit us up. Share with a friend on SoundCloud, the Apple Podcast, app. We got a shop.
Ooh.
Buy our merch.
Buy our merch. Soon y'all gonna be exhaling, inhaling the good shit and exhaling the bad shit.
The bullshit.
Yeah.
Yup. So get our merch. We just had a campaign. We started it off March. We got our Be Seen, I'm Not Invisible shirts. So go grab those at shop.thestrengthofsheen.com. Shop.thestrengthofsheen.com. Okay. Am I missing anything else?
Nah.
All right. We'll see y'all in 2 weeks.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.